Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it's Taco Thursday.
Finally.
We've been waiting. Resident Chef Kathy Gunst is here in our brand new studios. So the entire engineering department is holding its breath. But we're going to be careful.
We're not going to spill.
You know, with these tacos, which make a great idea for a summer party. You can even have do your own.
Yeah, oh, totally. I mean, I did every element of this out on the grill last night and this morning. I heated the tortillas up. I cooked the pork. I cooked the fish. It's been so hot. So you want to start eating in a way where everything takes you outdoors.
Right.
So that's what we're going to talk about.
And we start with a very light fish taco.
A fish taco. Mm-hmm. This is a really lovely taco, super refreshing. You can use any type of fish that you like. This is a cod fillet. You could use swordfish, salmon, haddock. You could even use cooked lobster or crab. And I've made a fresh, kind of spicy mango salsa to go with it, which is super refreshing. And then what I call a lime cream, which is simply sour cream with grated lime zest and fresh lime juice.
That is a little bit spicy, but I was also going to say,
from
but I love the taste of the mango there with the fish.
I know, juicy and summery and fresh. Mangoes are plentiful in the markets right now. I just wanted to tell you, this is a very odd little thing to say, but I just had the best taco of my life.
What?
My life. And you ready for this? Drum roll. It was in Detroit.
Wow. I'm not surprised.
You're not?
No.
I was.
Yeah.
I learned about this taco truck from Tostado magazine. There is a woman named Nancy Lopez. She is in Southwest Detroit, and she has El Parian, P-A-R-I-A-N, taco trucks. And it was insane. And I learned several things watching the guy making taco. And one of them leads us into the chicken taco, which is next. Here's the deal. I took a cast iron skillet and I put it on my hot, hot grill.
Okay.
You could do this indoors. I sprinkled grated Mexican cheese right into the skillet. Okay? Nothing's there. As soon as it melts and starts to, so you got a skillet and cheese. You with me?
Uh-huh.
You slap the tortilla on top of it, press it down, and 10 seconds later you flip it, and it's an instant melted cheese. It could be a quesadilla, but I used it as the base of a chicken and black bean taco.
It sticks to the tortilla that
quickly. Yes, it's like, I just watched this guy. I'm like, wait, what did he just do? That's so simple.
Wow.
There must be something I'm missing. But in fact, it truly is that simple. And you can do this indoors as well. Chicken, I use thighs with lime juice and cumin.
The lime juice, man.
Yes, so refreshing, right?
Yes.
It tastes like summer. So there's the melted cheese. There's this cumin and lime flavored grilled chicken. And then I just simmered black beans with onions and fresh cilantro and all kinds of flavors.
Now, the next one that you have here is one that is becoming one of my favorite kinds of tacos, which is an al pastor.
Al pastor. I call this tacos el pastor rápido because
okay.
traditionally, so let's explain.
Yeah, what does it mean, right?
This is actually a kind of simplified fusion of a classic pork carnitas and a taco al pastor. And traditionally, the pork is marinated, which I did in chipotle peppers, fresh pineapple, onion, garlic, cumin, oregano. Mm-hmm. But then it's generally slow roasted for hours, like half a day. And given the heat of the last few weeks, there was no way I was turning my oven on. So I just chopped the pork up after it marinated for over 24 hours, threw it on a super hot grill, grilled fresh hunks of pineapple, and then as soon as they were done, like 4 or 5 minutes on each side, took them off, let it cool, chopped it up, and then reheated it in a cast iron skillet on the grill till it got crispy and hot. So, Jeremy, you have the...
It's
done. And
it's
Robin,
gone,
I gave
delicious.
You a pineapple version.
Right.
And I also wanted to talk about the fact that most of these I served on corn tortillas versus flour tortillas.
Yeah, they do fall apart a little more easily than a flour tortilla.
But you know what? They have so much more flavor, as far as I'm concerned. You get that beautiful toasted corn flavor. Corn tortillas have been a staple in Mexican cuisine for literally thousands of years. And they're smaller, so you can eat more.
Mm-hmm.
And I always double them up. You'll notice there were two tortillas there. The reason you do that is that it holds together more. And you can only eat one or eat them both and You could think of the second one as the plate.
Twice the carbs.
Yeah, that's right. No, but it's the corn tortillas are a whole grain, okay? Whole grain. This is good.
I've been quiet over here because I just figured out that this was a grilled pineapple.
Isn't
and
that,
I'm eating it.
Right?
Amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
So what is the meat, really, of this taco is a grilled pineapple.
Absolutely. You can do a vegetarian version of any of these, but... As Jeremy just tasted, the pork is really tasty with that pineapple-y, pepper, cumin marinade. Now, flour tortillas are much more popular near our border. Flour sort of dominates breakfast tacos and burritos, and a lot of people like them. And then, of course, there are those taco shells, which are an Americanized version of the whole thing.
You mentioned that your favorite taco is in Detroit. I'm just reminded of when we did the show in Mexico City, we went to Enrique Olvera's place, Pujol, which was real. It's just all tacos. It was fantastic.
Name the truck in Detroit again.
It's called El Parian, P-A-R-I-A-N, and there are four of them, and it's
Salute.
This woman, Nancy Lopez. Jeremy, you go and tell me how it compared to Mexico City.
Okay. Here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst. Everything at the website, which will crash in a few seconds.
That's hereandnow.org.
And Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.